Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was super fun, actually. It was with Nori Davis, who I have met. He is a stand-up comic. And get this, he has a new album that he recorded in the last 5 months over Zoom.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is exciting. I've yet to listen to it, and I told him I was going to, but I have to go listen to it kind of right now.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, it is called Live from the Comedy Tap House. And I wonder what that means, quite honestly. I forgot to ask him. But it's live over Zoom with a Zoom audience. And he did it with Dominic Del Bene over at Blonde Medicine. Great label.
Yeah.
And his dorkdom, talk about plug and play, this gentleman, sneakers.
Sneakers.
We even, using the Zoom function, he shared pictures.
Oh, that's exciting.
It was kind of exciting. I got to release the video of that, and everyone should watch that because it's kind of awesome.
Did he have some really, really cool sneakers?
He had some really cool sneakers. Near the end of the show, I found a pair of sneakers that I would enjoy.
Ooh.
And then found out that they're $1,000.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right. You saw them. One was orange. One was green. Yep. It was by a fashion designer lady.
Yeah, lady designer.
And I wanted in, but I wanted in. I might have spent $300, which would have still been a ridiculous amount of money to spend on a pair of sneakers. But not
an order of magnitude.
Right, weird. because a lot of the sneakers he was talking about were $20,000.
And a lot of shoes, a lot of just like your basic running shoes are going to be $100. So right, $300 is like
that
whatever.
Feels like something. That yeah. feels real. So he really likes there's like these retros and then there's Adapt Retro 4s, Automax. Oh, that was the thing I wanted to tell you about it, is that, you know those shoes in Back to the Future?
Yes.
That lace themselves?
Yes.
They've done it.
Ooh.
Nike has, they've just put a little chip in it.
Yeah.
That you can press that button and it just tightens the shoe around you.
Oh.
And it feels like one of those things in science fiction that scientists looked at and said, did you want that?
We could do that.
That's not that hard.
Well, so yes, but, you know, 40 years later.
Right. And it was great. So I recommend listening to this one because it's super fun.
Cool.